Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight, and happy new year to all my listeners. Happy 2018, and I do pray that the Lord will continue to bless you. For those that are saved in Jesus' name, continue to bless you as you continue to fulfill your God purpose in the earth for his glory. In Jesus' name, it's our prayer for you. From me, my family, and from my pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Greater Church of Faith Baptist Church, happy new year to you, one and all. Again, today is Thursday, January the 4th, 2018. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And as always, I'm asking our listeners, and especially for the first-time listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God. Minister Sharon Rambis is going to be bringing the word on tonight. He's my guest on tonight, and I'm so excited about what God is going to say through him on tonight. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. But as we always do, we always go in prayer first. So I'm asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, our Creator, our God, our Father, Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for this another day that you have made. We thanking you for allowing those of us that are still here in the land of the living to cross over into a brand new year that you have made, that we will be able to continue to see everything that you have ordained for our lives, and that we will be able to complete and fulfill our God purpose by your grace and your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are on tonight. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that still works, and we know that it would never lose its power. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in Jesus' name, so that as we move forward in this worldwide platform on tonight, that your word would not be going out void, that it would accomplish everything that you set forth to do over this airway tonight. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, should there be any listeners on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer, I hope, our desire, that something would be said on tonight, that you would be able to touch their hearts and minds will be pricked, and they will be able to surrender and open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name on tonight. And once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose. They will fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for those that are tuned in on tonight faithfully. Continue to bless them. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. And while we are praying, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you are the doctor, the chief physician that never lost a patient. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus for your glory, Heavenly Father. We also lift up all those that are his are bowed down in sorrow in the loss of loved ones. Continue to comfort and strengthen them. Let them feel your presence. Let them remember, Heavenly Father, and let them know that those that are not aware that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we praise your name on tonight, and we lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that are maybe homeless on tonight, and all those that we're duty-bound to pray for, those that are outside, outdoors, in the cold, Heavenly Father, that do not have shelter. We pray, Lord, that you would make a way out of no way for them, that they will find shelter, and that someone would be touched by compassion and bring them into the warmth, that they can be warm, and they will be able to get the good news of Jesus Christ, those that are not saved, and they will be saved on today. As they're brought in from the cold, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to move by your spirit. Help us to decrease on tonight, that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified in us. We thank you for your grace and mercy toward each one of us. We know we are not worthy of them. We just thank you for them, and we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We just ask that you would have your way on tonight, that you be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, once again, we do have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. Spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, when was the last time you did something for the first time? That's a good question to ask yourself. When was the last time you did something for the first time? That's tonight's spiritual food for thought. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com. And also for the listeners, if you need prayer, if you're seeking prayer for yourself or for a loved one, or if you have any special desires that we feel that we can meet in the body of Jesus Christ, being doers of his word through this worldwide platform within reason with the help of the Lord, I'm asking you to email me again at james_brown1558@yahoo.com. And also for those that tuned in faithfully, our lines for the guests and also for those that would like to call in for prayer, the number is 657 area code 383-1364. In the form of announcements, I do have one announcement before I bring Minister Sharon Rambis for us to bring forth the word on tonight. And at the conclusion of his message on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, please do not turn your internet off. Do not hang up the phone, because you're going to be blessed by a musical selection. And the song is titled Moving Forward by Israel Houghton. So after Minister Rambis delivers God's word, continue to listen in and can be blessed by the musical selection titled Moving Forward by Israel Houghton. Again, my announcement for tonight is Pastor Kirby, Gregory Kirby, he invites everyone, and this event is titled, Is the Beef Worth You Taking My Life? Tears in the D. Once again, Pastor Gregory Kirby invites everyone to this event titled, Is the Beef Worth You Taking My Life? Tears in the D. This is a service for all people, which will be taking place on this coming Saturday, January the 6th at 3 o'clock p.m. It will be taking place at Bethany Christian Church, and the address is 5901. That's Cadieux and Linville. That's on the east side of Detroit. Once again, that's this coming Saturday at 3 p.m., Pastor Gregory Kirby invites everyone to Is the Beef Worth You Taking My Life? Tears in the Deed. Again, a service for all people, Saturday, January 6th at 3 p.m. at Bethany Christian Church. The address again is 5901 Cashew and Linville Street. That's on the east side of Detroit. And the purpose of this event is taking our young people back, taking our community back, our communities back, not losing any more of our children. Devil, it's over for you. Pastor Kirby is inviting and encouraging all parents to please bring your children, your babies, your infants, bring them to this service for prayer. So, again, you do not want to miss out on this. This is a much-needed event that's going to be taking place for the community, and I thank Pastor Gregory Kirby for this invite to the worldwide listeners, and especially for those that are in the Detroit, Michigan area on the east side of Detroit. If you're available and can, please do not miss this opportunity to take part in this great event coming up this Saturday. Again, bring your children and your babies and infants, and they will be praying for them. Well, I'm so excited to bring forth right now our guest on tonight, in the person of Minister Sharon Rambis. He is a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member, and our bishop and shepherd and pastor is Bishop James A. Jennings. And I'd like to give a great shout-out to Bishop James A. Jennings and also to the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. Happy New Year to you all. Know that God loves you. I love you, too. And continue to stay on the wall and do what God has called for us to do as a body of believers individually, then as a corporate body of believers as the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. So right now, I'm going to go into my short music break. And once I complete this short music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to Minister Rambis to deliver God's word. And once again, I do pray that you, the listeners, that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. As we all know, we need to continue to be praying one for another. So that's what we're going to be praying on tonight. Pray for me.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And that's the song we're just saying, pray for me. And for such a time as this, we're living in a time, we know that we're living in the last and evil days. We see the handwriting on the wall. And as the Word of God tells us, we are to be praying for our world leaders. We are to be praying for our pastors, those that watch us out for us, even our police, our law enforcement officers, our lawyers and doctors and nurses and teachers that look after our children. We are to be praying one for another. We know that the enemy is trying to do what he does at all times. He's still going around trying to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's even working through the minds of our world leaders. So we know that God is still in control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we see or hear on the news. We must remember that God is in total control. It matters not who's in the White House or who's the president of any other country. God is in total control, and man can only do what God allow him to do or let him do. So I do think that our president we have is in the office for a specific reason, but we still need to be praying for him and all the world leaders, that they will come in agreement and come on one accord, that they would do what's right for all people, that God would be glorified through them and through it all. It's our prayer. So continue to pray for our leaders. Continue to pray for our pastors and shepherds and those that watches over our souls. That's my prayer for us on tonight, that we would continue to be faithful and be more alert and more prayerful in the year 2018 than we was in the previous years, that God would be glorified even the more. So right now, we're going to yield the mic to Minister Rembers as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. Minister Rembers, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
All right. Praise God. Bless you, Brother James. Thank God for you for this opportunity. Just want to encourage you as you go through life storms and life struggles and life strains and just the process of life, to stay encouraged, to know that God will see you through. Many might not know what you're going through, and it's not my business to tell them, but I'm glad that you have enough faith and strength and courage in God to keep moving, keep doing the will of God, keep doing your God-given assignment, because even though you get weak and weary, God will give you strength. So right now, I would like to say a special prayer to those that might be going through some trying times now and some tough times. I just want to encourage you to hang on in there and give it to God. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. So right now, dear Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for every good and perfect gift comes from you. Thank you that every stress and strain, you know about it. And you promised in your word that you will never give us more than we can bear. So right now, Lord, when we then carried as far as we can carry it, when we then tugged and dragged it as far as we can drag it, Lord, we now give it to you. Lord, we should have gave it to you in the first place, but now we're glad that you're there. When we're weak, then we're strong, because you're there to hold us and rock us and love us and encourage us and strengthen us and keep us, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. So we know that there's a brighter day ahead, that we will one day experience the joy of the Lord once again, because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So right now, we're not giving the devil our joy. We're not forfeiting our joy. We're not relinquishing our joy, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Lord, we thank you that even through tough times, even through trying times, that you are stronger, bigger than any problem that we may face, any trouble and trial that we might face. And Lord, we thank you in advance for bringing us out better. We thank you in advance for bringing us out stronger. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so tonight, just want to thank God for this opportunity. Want to send a shout out to my bishop, Bishop James Jennings, and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, my church family. Want to say God bless you and Happy New Year. And so we're not going to belabor the time nor the hour. Our text for tonight is coming from Luke, Gospel according to Luke, the 5th chapter. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 11. Luke 5, 1 through 11. And so while you're finding that, I'll say a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. And it's preaching time, and we know that no preaching is done unless you do it. So right now, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are truly my strength. You are truly my redeemer. Lord, you are my all in all. And in Jesus' name, we pray, we ask that you will allow your word to be strength and encouragement for your people just to run on a little longer. I ask that you will move me out to say, forbid me to say anything that you don't want to be said. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Once again, our text comes from Luke 5th chapter 1 through 11. We're reading from the King James Version, and it reads, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, and stood by the lake Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great number of fish, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ships, they should come and help them. And they came and filled the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he said, he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they have taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And so for a few minutes, I'd just like to leave. We'd like to discuss and encourage you to leave it behind. Leave it behind. As we are in the season of change, in this season of new year, we all have a few things in common. We all want change. We all want something to get better. We all want to do something better. We all want to be better. We want better credit. We want to get rid of some of our debt. We want a better attitude. We want a better temperament, and we want to make better choices. We want better results. And so I don't think that no one under the sound of my voice thinks that they are perfect enough, that life is perfect enough, that some things need to be better, some things that we want to change. And so while we wear a smile during the day, and while the light is shining bright, we put on our pretend faces. All the while, when the lights go down, we crying all night to God to fix this or to fix that, or even to fix me. And so in these few days, unfortunately, some of us learned that a new year, that a changing of the date don't change our problems. We learned that a new month doesn't change some of our situations. We learn that a new house, if we get a new house, it won't make it a new home. If we get a new outfit, it won't make us a new person. But I've been living long enough to know that a new life and a new start requires new thinking, new perspectives. So we can't go into 2018 with a 2017 mentality. Some stuff, some people, we are going to have to leave behind. And so as we look at our text for this evening, we see that Jesus is about to change the lives of three fishermen by the name of Simon Peter, James, and John. So we can learn a lot from this encounter that they have with Jesus. And so the first thing I'd like to point out from this encounter that they had with Jesus to get the change that they wanted, they had to leave behind the failures of their past. They had to leave behind the failures of their past. It's right there in verse 4 and 5. Now when he had left speaking, and he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night. And so some of us, we find it difficult to forget some of our misfortunes, some of our sorrows, some of our mistakes. And if we're not careful, we allow the mistakes of the past to hang like chains around our neck, and it will hinder us from making progress. We are tempted to feel that we can never succeed because of our failures of the past. And so, but we have to forget our failures. We have to forget the areas where we have fallen short, because God has granted us something new. The Bible says that he is doing a new thing. And so we have to place our mindset, have the new mindset on the new thing. We have to forget those things are old, of old. But unfortunately, we find comfort in our mistakes. We find comfort and get stuck in our past. But we have to grow through our mistakes. We have to grow through our misfortunes. And so before, just like the artist, before he can make a masterpiece on a canvas, he must make many failures. Just like the musician, before he can thrill the audience with his talent, he have to spend years correcting his mistakes. And so in every area of our lives, we will have mistakes. We will experience immaturities. We will face blunders. But there is comfort for those of us who have in our past some misfortunes and failures. In Jeremiah 18 and 4, it says that the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. And so he made it again, another vessel. And so I wonder how many can see yourself on that potter's wheel. We not only failed ourselves at times, but we failed God. We had not lived up to our best, and we have not done our best. And now we're living under the power of a regret-filled past, which robs us of our bright future. But just like these three fishermen in our text, We need to take advantage of our encounters with Jesus. He is willing to restore the mercies that we forfeited. He renews the grace that we have misused. So I'm glad that morning by morning, new mercies I see. So I thank God for your grace and mercy. Because your grace and your mercy has brought me through. I know I got a witness out there. The next thing that we can learn from these three fishermen when we want to make a change is that we have to leave behind our will and listen to the word. Verses 5, right there, the 5B clause. It says that, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they have done what he said, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net break. And so I know there have been times in your life when you faced ups and downs. I know there have been times where you get tired of trying new things, tired of trying different things, and it seemed like they never turn out as you were hoped for or you planned. It could just be that those plans were our plans and not the plans that God wanted for us. Isaiah 55 and 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declared the Lord. So before we get stuck all up in our feelings, before we get all depressed, stressed, and strained, and bent all out of shape, let's leave our will behind and listen to the word. Because we have failed at some things. We have been unproductive at times in our life. And our will may have run out. Or it might be hanging on a thin thread. And so the word says in Deuteronomy 28 and 13 that we are the head and not the tail. We shall be above only and not beneath. The word says in Psalms 139 and 14, that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. The word says in Romans 8 and 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So don't believe your feelings, because we all know that feelings can change. Believe the word of God. For God and his word never changes. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I serve an unchanging God. Even though we living in an ever-changing world, it's good to know that God never changes. That God remains the same. He's the solid rock. He's the sure footing. So make sure that your foot is on solid ground. And so the third and final thing I'd like to point out from our text is that just like the fishermen, we must leave everything, all, and follow Christ. It's right there in verse 11. He said, when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And so as we're still celebrating the new year, we're still in the first week of the new year. I don't know about you, but I got some stuff that I want to leave behind. I got to follow Jesus. I'm willing to forsake everything and follow him. I'm willing to forsake jealousy, and I'm willing to forsake bitterness and envy. I'm willing to forsake my haters, the bite biters, the sickness, the bad doctor's report. How about you? I'm willing to leave behind doubt and some burdens and fear and some anxiety and some worries, some difficult dilemmas, everything that held me back. I'm willing to leave that all behind. And so I'm forgetting those things that are behind, and I'm reaching towards those things that are before me, because I got to leave it behind, because God promised that my latter will be greater than my past. And so I got too much in front of me. I still got too much work to do. God has invested too much in us to give up now. God loves you. And so because he loves you, he gave you the best that he had. He gave his only begotten son. And then his son turned around and gave the best that he had. And his son gave his life on the old rugged cross and rose early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. So whatever you leave for the sake of Christ, I'm a witness that he will replace, that he will restore. He will even give you some new things. And so as God has given us this new year, this new beginning, this new chance, this new birth, let's use it wisely. Let's not try to put new wine in old skins. We have to do something different if we want different results. And so right now, I just want to encourage the people of God to leave those difficult things behind and trust God. Leave all those burdens behind and trust God. Leave all those misfortunes and failures behind and trust God. Because morning by morning, new mercy, new grace, new favor, new opportunity, new doors are open. So we thank God today for new beginnings. And so if you haven't made the choice, if you haven't changed your perspective, because as we stated earlier, new life, a new mind, a new perspectives. If you haven't chose Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you haven't made the choice to forsake all for him, why not do it in 2018? Because we know 8 is the number of new beginnings. And so let's begin anew. Let's begin afresh with this encounter with the Word, with this encounter with Jesus, just like the three fishermen had. The encounter changed their life. If they was willing, all because they was willing to leave some things behind. And so, people of God, I encourage you today as we then crossed over into this new year. Although it may be hard and heavy, although your heart might be hard and heavy, please allow Jesus to make things new. Let's change our perspective. Let's change our way of thinking. And I guarantee you, you can change your life. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing your word to go forth. Lord, we thank you that you can change us. You can change our stony hearts and give us a heart of flesh. Lord, and we need a change. Lord, we need better. And we believe because of your word that better is coming. We believe in your word that our latter shall be greater. Lord, we thank you for every good and perfect gift. And right now, if someone, as we start this new year, need to reconnect, need to renew their fellowship with you, Lord, we ask that you would give them that new perspective, to let them know that they didn't try it on their own, and that you're waiting there. You're waiting there at the altar. You're knocking at the door of their heart with your arms open wide, ready to receive them. Lord, we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
What a moment you brought me to such freedom. I found you, you're a healer. Makes all things new, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back.
Praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God for Minister Rambis on tonight. Minister Ramirez, I thank you for sharing that word on tonight, a much-needed word as we have now crossed over into 2018. Yes, some of us, we do need to leave it behind. Leave what behind? Just as you said in the word, we need to leave unforgiveness behind. We need to leave jealousy, envy, and hate behind. We need to leave anything that's not in the will of God for our lives. We need to leave those things behind because the word of God just said in the song, moving forward, we cannot move forward until we leave the things of the past that's weighing us down. We have to leave those things behind, and we cannot do it by ourselves in the flesh. It takes God in us. It takes the will of God in us. It takes the power of prayer. It takes faith to leave those things, those people, whatever the situation is that hinders us from fulfilling our God purpose. We have to leave those things behind. And so in order to move forward, that's what we have to do, leave it behind. So we thank you for sharing that much-needed word for the people of God on tonight as we have moved into 2018. And, yes, the number 8 is the sign of a new beginning. So this is a new beginning for all of us that are still in the land of the living. And for those of you that are tuned in, and if by chance you're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, this is a new beginning for you. Yes, leave your past behind. You, too, can be saved even on tonight. For it is God's desire that no souls be lost. So all you have to do is simple, just as Minister Rambert said in his message on tonight. For those that are of you that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's Son and that Jesus came down from earth, from glory to earth in the form of a baby with a purpose, and that purpose was to die for us through the shedding of his blood, that we can be redeemed and saved. For those that are not saved in his name, you only can be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because God did not die for you. Even though he's our creator, he's a spiritual being. God, Jesus came down out of glory into the form of flesh to pay our sin debt with his blood. So that's why it is through Jesus Christ alone anyone can be saved, not through God, but through Jesus Christ, his Son. So we thank you for that much-needed word on tonight, Minister Rambis. As we have crossed over into 2018, we must leave the things of the past behind. That includes myself. I'm not exempt. That goes for pastors, shepherds, that are watching over the souls of the saints of God, world leaders. We have to examine ourselves and make sure that we are not taking things of the past that's hindering us into the new year so that God will be able to use us and we can fulfill our God purpose, that God will be glorified through us. So that's our prayer for those that are listening on tonight. I know that I was blessed by the word, and I'm sure that the listeners were blessed as well. So for you, Minister Rambis, you continue to stand on the wall, continue to teach and preach God's word. And for you, Minister Rambis, I do want to say I do appreciate you, and I thank you for before you brought the word, you gave me words of encouragement, because some of the listeners do not know, and I can truly say that, yes, I am going through a lot. My family is dealing with a lot right now. We just found out that our father has stage 4 prostate cancer, and it spread all over his body. But I thank God that we were raised by a God-fearing mother, a woman of God, virtuous woman of God. Even though they was not together, he walked away from us when we were babies. She always taught us, he's still your father. You have to respect him and love him. And so now, even though he was not there for us as children, as a father, when he should have been, he is on his bed of affliction. I thank God that I'm able to go to his house and lay hands on him and pray the prayer of faith for him, because he is saved, but he is a backslider. So I know God is still able. And my prayer for my father is that God's will be done. No matter what we feel or how we feel about him, it's all about God's will being done through my father, that God will be glorified through him. So anyone that is listening on tonight, if you are saved in Jesus' name and you have walked away from God, God wants you to come back in a full relationship and full fellowship with him. Just go back and sincerely ask God to forgive you of your sins and be restored back to the fellowship so that you can fulfill your God purpose in the earth that he has ordained for you from the foundation of the world that only you can fulfill. So I thank God for that. And also my family is dealing with one of my brothers. He's a retired Wayne County deputy. He's losing his eyesight, and also a retired police cousin. He is also losing his sight. But we know that God is able. He brought my twin sister through a cancer battle with breast cancer, and she's on the mend. And we're just going through a lot of different challenges right now. But through it all, God is worthy, and he is still worthy to be praised because I put my faith and trust in God, not man. I know that God is able. So my prayer for my entire family, for those that have walked away from God, that he will restore them, that he will get back into fellowship with God so that they will be able to fulfill their God purpose, not only for my father but others in my family have walked away from him, but God knows who they are. So my job is to continue to lift them up in prayer and continue to try to be the example before them, and not only me but anyone that is saved in Jesus' name. If you have loved ones in your family that are not saved or that have walked away from the Lord, sometimes Jesus Christ is only seen through us. They may never walk into a church. So that's why it's so important that we leave the past behind, leave unforgiveness behind, leave hate and jealousy and envy behind, anything that the devil tried to throw in our way to try to separate and divide ministries and families, communities. We need to leave those things behind and come back to God so that we can be all that God has called and ordained for us to be as individuals and then as a corporate body of believers all around the world, that God will be glorified. And that's what it's all about. So I thank God for the man of God on tonight, Minister Rambis. You continue to do what God has called you to do, and you haven't seen nothing yet. Your greater is better than your latter. Just as you said to me and to the listeners, that same thing applies to you also, Minister Rambis. So you continue to be all that God has called you to do and to be for his glory on tonight. So it's my prayer that something has been said on tonight, that the listeners have been blessed. I know I have been encouraged and blessed by the word. I'm always encouraged and blessed by God's word. So that is why it's important that before the word even comes, pray, get your mind in divine order, get it set to receive the word. Because if your mind is wandering, your mind is on earthly things and things that are not pertaining to God or his word or his will for your life, when the word goes forth, you miss it. Because there's a scripture that talks about there was a lot of people sitting in the same under the same word, and some people did not get it. Some mixed what they heard, they mixed it with faith, but others did not. And they was wondering why the ones that mixed their faith with what they received from the word, and they wonder why they are doing so much better than they did. And they are experiencing now because they heard the word, but they did not mix it with faith. So it takes faith to please God. So I thank God for the word on tonight, and I thank God for every trial, every test that I'm going through, because I know they all come to make me strong. So if you're dealing with any situation in your life or your family, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands. I'm just being an encourager to those that may be going through at the time, such as me and my family. Don't get it twisted. Don't throw in the towel. Don't let circumstances persuade you to give up on God, because God would never give up on you. So I thank God that he's not like man. He changes not. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. He cannot change. And what he said he's going to do, he's going to do just that. It may not be when we want it, but it's all about God's timing. So we cannot skip the process. Wait on God. And while you're waiting on God, be of good courage and continue to be all that God has called you to be. And continue to be a doer of his word and be that bright light that represents Jesus in the earth so that somebody can see Jesus in you, that you will be glorifying God through your body and through your temple. It's my prayer for you that you continue to walk upright in before the Lord throughout the year of 2018. We just thank God for allowing us to see this a new year. And so I pray for you that your greater will be better than your past as well as you continue to move forward in the Lord. Continue to be blessed of the Lord on tonight. Know that God loves you. I love you too. Continue to encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings or your opinions, but according to the word of God. And sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. I know I do. So I just thank God for the word. I thank God that his word is true, and he have no respect of persons. What he's done for me, he's going to do the same thing for you. So keep the faith. Continue to move forward in the Lord on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We know that we are not worthy of your grace or your mercy, but we thank you for both. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We even thank you for the storms, the trials, the tests, even the enemies, because we know that they come to make us strong in you. So help us to stay focused, Heavenly Father. Help us to leave the things that are hindering us, that are causing us to get out of your will, to leave them behind so that we can move forward in you, so that we know and we be reminded we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and we are doers of your word, and we are we're going to see greater things appear and happen in our lives as we continue to move forward in you by faith. As you lead and guide us, we ask that you would continue to help us to encourage one another in your words, and not only encourage one another, but encourage ourselves in your word, so that we can continue to fulfill our God purpose in the earth, for your glory is our prayer. So continue to have your way in our lives, that you will be glorified is our prayer, in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, again, know that God loves you. I love you too. Well, until the next time, continue to remember and know that Jesus Christ thought that our lives were worth living, that he came down from glory in the form of a baby to pay our sin debt with his own precious blood. He died, but 3 days later he rose with all power over hell, death, and grave in the grave in his hands. And he's now sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for the saints of God, for you and I, on tonight. So I'm grateful, and I know you are too. So until the next time, continue to give God praise, glory, and honor, because he is worth it. I thank God for this song.